Good morning, Professor Menachem Ben-Sasson, the president of the Hebrew University.
Good morning, Eitan. Good morning to all of the audience.
Thank you, Menachem. The Hebrew University of Jerusalem, founded in 1918 and opened officially in 1925 on Mount Scopus, is the oldest university in Israel, as well as its leading research university. And you are repeatedly, during your visit to Australia, you are saying the startup of the startup nation, the mother of all universities. Can you elaborate, please?
Yes. You are right with regard of being the first and at the same time fighting to be the leading one, which is not easy. And if people refer to Israel as startup nation, the fact that the cornerstones of the university were laid in 1918, and the State of Israel was announced 30 years after, namely in 1948. So, Hebrew University is the startup for the State of Israel. Namely, the Hebrew University is the startup to the startup nation. It's very simple. But when you go to the heart of it, some of us know that many things that had to do later in the state, the research, the education, the medicine, the chemistry, you know, even some of the weapons and the defense tools were created at Hebrew University. So leaders came out of it, justices came out of it, commanders came out of it. So it's the cradle of the startup nation.
You know, the linkage between first university in Israel, the studies about humanities, about culture, archaeology, the Holy Land, the history of the Jewish people worldwide, and you are, of course, a world-renowned researcher on the Jewish communities in the Islam countries. I would like to ask you about the linkage between the history between the Talmud, let's say, and the startup of the startup nation, and the innovation, and you're talking about the difference about the way a student is studying at the Hebrew University.
So, I'm not sure that everybody learns in Israel the Talmud, and that's not the case. I think that in the DNA of the Israeli education, and many times it has to do with the old tradition of learning, we use the inquisitive method of learning. Inquisitive method of learning that people learn by questioning. And we encourage students to ask. And we do not see it as a disturbance to the class. And we want them to ask more and more, as simply as that. Because whenever a student asks, then the question is of her or of his, and whenever the answer comes, so the answer becomes of her or of his. So you do not teach by dictating, you teach by opening, and the opening of learning by questions creates a community of studies, overbridging generations, connecting between parents, teachers, students, and kids, and creating a platform of common knowledge that becomes later on heavily absorbed, I may even say, to the DNA of the learner.
Again, you said many times about the talented soldiers who are coming out from the army and contributing to interdisciplinary, I would say, conversation or discussion to create innovation. Can you tell the necessity of I would say, the post-army service to help the Israeli society to, of course, excel and protect itself?
You put the finger on the right thing. One is the age. Usually student in the world comes to the university in the age of 17 or 18. In Israel, the age of the students is in between 23 to 25. They are mature age. They have already families, kids. So comes here the responsibility of a member of the family, mother or the father, to the family, and at the same time they learn in seeing the responsibility of a family adult to the kids. But the main issue deals with the experience. An Israeli student usually faces experience that only few students in the world experience, by the following. They were in charge of life in the army. They were in charge of very sophisticated networks. If they had special responsibility, be it intelligence, be it basic equipment, be it infrastructure, so that's the second opportunity. Thirdly, some of them were in charge of education. Many serve as teachers to many soldiers, to the education network. Combine one with two. Age with essence of responsibility, and here you come to the power of the Israeli student that gives her or him an advantage on any other student in the world, and the classes are run in a common discussion which seems to be a partnership of exchange of ideas, and when the learning is made by questioning, it's even easier and more meaningful.
And you know, the feedback on the army service, in one of your interviews you said that the soldier coming out from the army also know how to fail. And you're speaking about, at a given time, 600 inventions are coming out in Israel to an early chance for commercialization. So can you tell us a little bit about the readiness or willingness of young people to fail, and meanwhile how Israel treats them when they fail? Are they gone like in other countries, or they have another opportunity?
Let's take a startup, any startup, be it chemistry, be it in medicine, be it in computer sciences, any startup has got a chance of maybe 15% to be successful. So there are other 85% of the failure. So in a culture of startup, you must contain in your system the option of failure, and you must support it in so many ways, like extra budget, like a government support, like university support, and much and more than any other thing, a character of a person that can dare again in fighting the goal of achieving the goal of the startup. So assuming that you fail, even though you get all the help and all the money that one can find out, if you do not gain the power from the inside, if you do not regain the will and the zeal to reconquer the target that you have put in front of yourself, serve the humanity through the startup, you may not have the will to restart. So startup is a culture that is involved with daring. Startup is a restartup culture. Startup needs support for systems and a very, very special character that maybe fortunately, maybe unfortunately, but through the army, many times you know that you have to restart your battle, even though you are tired, fatigued, faced few failures, but you know that you do not have any chance but to go again and to meet the challenge. It's a lesson. You learn it out of maturity, but you learn it also out of regular service, facing existential needs of your own society.
Basic studies are now behind us, and let's talk now a little bit about research. And the focus is on your arrival to Australia. You're talking to friends of the Hebrew University Australia-wide, and you're asking one thing: support research at the Hebrew University. And your topic is the brain. And you are starting a campaign here in Australia to ask people to help Israel, to help the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, to help the world. Can you elaborate on your wish to see more and more people understanding that the capacity of Israel in brain research is enormous? Please invest in it.
Eitan, let's us talk about Australian before we talk about Israel. You know that Australia is a very strong country, blessed with natural gifts, enabling, giving its citizens longevity, but in long life, people meet with challenges of brain disease. Brain is a 21st century enigma. It will not necessarily solve it in one day, but we want to try to solve it as fast as we can. So while we all face the same blessing of longevity that comes with the curse of brain diseases, we put this target in Israel to be one of the main goals of our research. You need for that a combination of the following parts. One, interdisciplinary research. Many countries that have all resources can afford maybe continuing researching in silos. We, for many years, discovered the need of working in interdisciplinary work. While in other subjects it could be a luxury, in the brain sciences it's essential, because otherwise you do not decipher the brain. It involves with chemistry, with genetics, with neuroscience, but you know, without computer sciences, you could not absorb such broad, rich and deep stimulations that run in our brains and have to do with signals that computer sciences know how to work with and to decipher. Drone mathematics, drone computer sciences, and combination with medical sciences and neuroscience create the platform, or the best platform, to have the best research on brain sciences. So what Israel nowadays promotes, but at the same time gives partners around the world, one may say the humanity, is the experience of multidisciplinary work, tracing many brain damages caused during wars, during other actions that we see, some special genetics that Israeli society meets through the mass migration that it has got to many countries. Israel is a very special human laboratory that can later on be a role model for other countries, and a very strong power of research, almost competing with any other country in the world, enabling us to make ourselves a service of humanity and nowadays a service of the Australian society. So if an Australian knows the figures, knows the statistics, knows that she's going to be over 80 but may face a disease, this one or another, she would like the Australian, us Israelis, to be partners to the Australian medicine, to the Australian research, to Australian universities, and we suggest that this involvement comes also to an investment of many Australian citizens with the friends of the Hebrew University, who are the conduit of bringing these money resources and partnerships of citizens, Australians, to the hardcore of brain research, I dare say, of the world in Jerusalem at the Hebrew University.
Menachem Ben Sasson, the president of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. Thank you so much. I think that you gave us food for thought, and you helped us to understand that here the Hebrew University of Jerusalem is, of course, an opportunity for many, many people, for all ranges of the Australian community, to really think over, come and visit Israel, visit the Brain Research Center, an amazing modern system for the future of mankind. I thank you very much, Menachem, for your sharing with us your thoughts and wisdom. Thank you.
Thank you, Australian citizens, for being attentive and tuned to what we brought from Israel. And thank you very much for participating in our current endeavor to helping humanity, both from Israel and from Australia.